News from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world. So, hello, good afternoon for everybody who has just been joining us on RRI Net channel and also still listening on Vionista.id and the application RRI Digital. And this afternoon, listener, the Voice of Indonesia will bring you a lot of information. One of them is we'll have an afternoon talk, but it is related to STEM and how women can also play a lot of roles in that. And we will see the challenges and opportunities for female in STEM sector. All about it will be available on Vionista.id, RRI Digital, and also the RRI Net channel. But for everybody in this afternoon, we're kind of tired being the back burner. For someone else, here's Nikki with Back Burner.
Can't lie, it feels nice that you're calling. You sound sad and alone and you're stalling. And for once, I don't care about what you want, as long as we keep talking. Man, you gotta admit, the history's kind of unmatched. Asian Calvinism, we made it out of that. Whether we're free will or predestined, clearly I've not learned my lesson even now. Hope he doesn't strike me down. The Goo Goo Dolls are dead to me, the way you should be too. But you bring them up, along with how much I fucking miss you.
Maybe I'll play longer, bleeding into my stride. at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi, jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat, coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya.
You're still listening to Juicy Lucy with Tanpa Tergesa, but or without haste. And you're still tuned to the RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on RRI.net, VONIS.ID, and also the application RRI Digital. As I promised you in the very beginning of our program, listener, we will have a very nice afternoon talk, because afternoon is a very nice time for having coffee or even for having tea in Indonesia. And of course, right now we are not going to talk about the how we celebrate the afternoon, but instead we will be talking about something quite important in Indonesia. So in this afternoon talk, we will talk about women in silence breaking the barriers. And joining us with Zoom is Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifah, researcher at the Research Center for Geological Disaster of the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, and also member of Indonesian Young Academy of Sciences. Good afternoon, Dr. Nuraini.
Good afternoon, Steve, and all the audience and listeners. Thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Okay, so right now, I think we will be talking about how women, all women in Indonesia and other countries can join in STEM. So can you tell me your early story, how you can get into STEM?
So as for myself, I get into STEM on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, maybe because also my environment during school and also my family, because my father is working on STEM. And I also took IPA or science, yeah, during high school. So I always wanted to go into science and technology, especially because we lived, I spent my childhood in Europe, but also I lived in developing countries. So I see the importance for the developing countries like Indonesia to be stronger in science, technology, and then we need mathematics, of course, for for this. So hopefully we can build, contributing to build our nation and also our livelihood system.
Because we all know that science is about solving problems for the people, not only creating new stuff, but also solving the problems that we have. But before I talk further about solving problems,
exactly.
Yeah, I would like to know, what study did you take during the graduate, postgraduate maybe?
So I took studies on geodesy and geomatics and engineering. Engineering is about mapping, music technology, and in my graduate and my PhD, I took geophysics to understand the earth sciences, so to understand the earthquake and tsunami, in particular for megatrust, so how we can understand the nature of earthquake and tsunami, the characteristic, but also how we can build a new technology and also innovate in engineering so that we can contribute to mitigation of earthquake and tsunami.
And talking about the role of women in science or STEM, the whole STEM, including in specifically about the geophysics itself, how many women are working with you?
So in my research group in BRIN, we have 12 research organizations and we have 85 research center. And then in my research center, we have about 100 researchers. I believe almost half are women. In my research group, also half are women. So I think we have more and more women working in STEM, including in BRIN is a national research institute. So in BRIN, we are closely working using science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And with, yeah, we have quite a lot of number of women, even though I'm not sure the exact number, but I've been working in an environment where almost 50-50 are women. However, in the field of earthquake itself, we have very few women working in earthquake, especially in earthquake science and engineering. So, for example, in the National Research, National Center for Earthquake Studies, among the women PhD that we have, maybe about 100 person, we only have about 5 women PhD. So, in terms, there are several fields where women is still very few, and we need to make more women working together. But in the other fields, for example, disaster is a mix between science, technology, engineering, but also social sciences and soft sciences. So we have more women engaged in disaster. So even though women is seen as vulnerable people, but on the other hand, women also have empower the role for science for disaster risk reduction.
Okay, so
and I believe also for the other fields.
Okay, so in other fields we can see a lot of women, and but at some small sectors, some, not small, but some sectors, specifically several sectors, we still lack of women. Mm-hmm. Is it only happening in BRIN or also in the whole world? If you, as long as that you know.
So I think the existence of women increased day by day. For example, in geodesy and geomatics, where I belong, in back during my university time, we only had 10% of women. But now we have about 50% of women in my in geodesy at ICBA, Institute of Technology Bandung. So I believe that there is more women engaged in university level for STEM, engineering, technology, and mathematics. But also it depends on the field. For example, hard engineering. Maybe still fewer number of women that are engaged. So we still need to empower more women to contribute to STEM.
We should encourage more women into STEM. And I would like to know yourself. You have been exposed to STEM since you are little, because your family has a background in STEM too. And I would like to know, what kind of challenges that you still face despite having STEM in your family?
So I think this is the challenges, but not only for myself, but also for other women, because we talk a lot. I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where our the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husband or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So, of course, it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of STEM house. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong men power, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment is very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because and finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problems, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access, or the first one is having access, yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power because when they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Okay, and from the three, from the access in family, neighborhood, uni, workplace, and then about when women become mothers, from these three, which one is became the hardest challenge for you personally, Dr. Nuraini?
Well, for myself, because I already have support from my family and I have support from my environment. So I often work in an environment when I'm the only woman, but I still be given the chance. But for myself, the hardest is having children, the motherhood period, because like the motherhood period, it solely depend on us, our husband, but we also need to have work-life balance and we need to think clearly, so not to be too much emotional. You know, a woman during motherhood period is very emotional, and we need to really have a power of concentration, good concentration, and good giving time to our children, giving time to our work, and we need to focus for both. So we need to have more management and also emotional management. But of course, not sometimes when we go abroad, it's because I pursue my PhD abroad, having my baby. So not only abroad, but also in Indonesia, it's a difficult time because sometimes to find support for our baby is not easy. And if we are, yeah, some people, of course, have a maternity leave, but not everyone can have maternity leave. And during the maternity leave, when we return back to work, sometimes we also need to return back our focus and concentration. It takes also some time. So for myself, I choose to keep continue, but also having like part-time at house, part-time at doing my study, so then I can continue. I mean, my brain can continue to work while also managing to grow my children. But it was a hard time, but also a before time, because then my children can also understand the necessity of education.
This is nice, actually, because usually during some dialogues related to this, sometimes people tend to focus not only for their women, but also highlights how men rarely plays a role in raising up their children. But it is quite nice that you still care about their education, because you are the STEM person for the children, so that you want your children to know about STEM, making STEM one of the choices for your children, although we didn't know that whether they want it in the future or not. At least they have the exposure of that. And after that, if a woman have the opportunity and access, and maybe wanted to break free from the shackles of the social or community, we should say norms, quote-unquote norms, what is the next step to be taken to prepare them to launch into STEM? We'll answer that after this one next song, a very short song by Mondo Gascaro entitled April.
Hujan dan kemarau silam, angin sampaikan mimpiku padanya. Duhai mimpi yang semusim kala berseni.
Gascara with April, and you're still tuned to the afternoon talk on The Voice of Indonesia. And we are talking about women in science breaking barriers. So I'd like to make a little bit of summary what we have been discussing, which is the challenges faced by women. There are three. First is in the family, in the neighborhood, union, workplace. It is about the access, the exposure, and support for women to join in STEM. And also, number three, it is very important when women become mother. And we're still with the researcher at Research Center for Geological Disaster of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa. Before the break, we have been talking about the challenges, and if the challenges has been passed, I would like to know what is gonna be the next step. But first, I would like to read first. We are also live on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and there is a question from Akbar. Apparently, he asked, what are the difficulties if a woman become a scientist? Probably this has been, some of them has been answered by Dr. Nuraini, or maybe you want to add something too, Mr. Dr. Nuraini.
Yes, thank you. So I think that what was being discussed about the challenges and also the opportunities, and also facing those opportunities, and also having access to more opportunities, we see that men are very important actors, men surrounding us, yeah. Our husband, our father, our brothers, but also men in our workplace and our schools, like our boss, men boss, bosses for our men, I mean, and also the teachers for our men. Of course, they play important role so that they can empower women and they can give trust for women to have access to STEM and grow, develop capacity development using STEM. And not only the men, of course, but also the women, our mothers, our sisters, our women environment. And usually women need, women like to talk a lot and also need a forum so that they can strengthen each other. So having a forum where we have similarity of women can also be another an option for us, so that we can have a strong connection and strong motivation to keep growing. Because there will be a lot of barriers. We might want to give up a lot of time, but having support from other women can also help us. And of course, it will be beneficial if the environment can also support, provide opportunities in terms of access to information, scholarships, grants, funding for women. So there has been more and more access for funding for women, and I think it should be continued so that we can empower more women in STEM.
Okay, women supports women. I'm reminded with the are you familiar with this viral TikTok and also Instagram post in which we should say old lady, I will keep her nameless, asking an Indonesian influencer, and he is they are a man of science too. They were in STEM too, and they were asked, why do you study that far? Why do you study that high? Because you will not be bringing science to the grave. But apparently this kind of stigma, this kind of thoughts that needs to be fought. Is it? Okay, Rahma, I do believe you should be unmuting again.
Okay, sorry.
It's no problem.
Okay, so I believe that this is not only for women, but for everyone. Everyone have their own interests and also their own motivation. So maybe for some people, STEM is not important. For the other people, STEM is important. But actually, science is everywhere around us. Mathematics is also everyone around us. For example, the very simple mathematics is doing shopping. If we don't use mathematics, maybe we cannot have enough investment for our family. So don't see STEM as a very high things, because even using our handphone is technology. Science is very around us. Like, what are we eating every day? What nutrition is in our food? How we can take care of our health is also science. Technology is also using this kind of YouTube streaming and then using our phone is technology. So we definitely need to be more aware on technology because now we have internet and so on. Engineering is, for example, our houses. How is our houses being built, for example? It also contains engineering. And mathematics is also in our everyday life. The very simple thing is shopping. But of course, it's more than shopping. But actually, if we see beyond STEM, STEM is actually our everyday life. So I think that's why, even though we are not scientists, that for our everyday life, it's important to embrace STEM so that we can also have a better livelihood.
Yeah, actually, STEM is not really far from home. It's really at our home. We live in an environment of STEM, so there should not be problem in studying STEM because we just, quote-unquote, okay, studying everything around us. And let's talk about if someone finally dare or have the courage to break through all those walls. What are the tips that you are going to give them? So if somebody want to pursue STEM and finally they have the courage, the support to break through all the stigma, all the barriers put by so many people, what kind of tips that you would like them to know based on your own personal experiences?
So if you have a lot of barriers in front of you to pursue STEM, I think the first one is strengthening your motivation. Like, why do you need STEM and why you want to continue STEM? And also get ready that depending on how far you want to go with STEM, it can be a lot of barriers or fewer barriers. But of course, the first thing is having your own motivation and then having the rido, what is rido?
What is rido? Blessing.
Rido is the blessing.
Yeah.
Having the blessing of your family. Yeah. If you have husband, ask the blessing of your husband. If you have father, mother, ask the blessing from your parents. And of course, do something in the low-hanging fruit that you can actually do, because we need to have a very high dream, but the dream has to have some steps. So we try to have smaller steps so that we can achieve bigger dream, because if we don't set up a smaller step, it will become very difficult for us. So set a smaller step that we can achieve little by little, but we keep continue so that we can achieve our dream towards them. And then find your role model, and also find the place that you want to contribute more into STEM. Depending on the audience, maybe there are many audience here. If you want to go to university, or if you are graduated and you want to continue pursue STEM, or if you are a mother and you want to do STEM in your house, so depending on which direction you are going, try to find a way towards that direction. Believe that when there is a will, there is a way. So believe that if there is a will, there is a way. But you need to have the blessing from your family first, and you need to have a strong motivation, because there will be you will need endurance to continue your journey. And then find support. So find other women similar with your situation, and also find other women who already can pass through that barriers. So you can ask more technical tips, because depending case by case, there will be many different kind of barriers. So looking for friends, for example, during my PhD time in Japan, we make a group for motherhood, PhD motherhood. So we have that, and then now in Indonesia we have a women forum for disaster risk reduction. So create your own forum in women, including in the Indonesian Science, Indonesia Academy of Science, yeah, AALMI. So create your group and find your closer group that you can hang on, and you can ask more technical advice, but also to keep you moving forward. I think that is some of my tips. And also because now we have internet, so we can ask to internet and AI, but also we need to filter those information, because sometimes the information can be misleading, but the other information can be very helpful.
Okay, so if I'm allowed to summarize the steps. First thing first is open up yourself and ask for blessings, and then make make your plan. What, how far you will you go, and then the take it baby steps. You don't need to take a long leap. You can step by step, just step by steps, and then look for somebody who will be your rock, who will be the support system for you to keep you on this path. And also find a forum, a community, or if there is no one around you, there is none group around you, you can create it. Find some people who face similar challenges and wanting to walk the same path. So I would like to know also for in Indonesia, in our environment, not only in Brin but in general, has the environment of STEM supporting women to not only pursue to become a researcher, but when they have been a researcher, they are given enough support to reach the final, how do we call it, research results or maybe innovation?
I believe there are more support now for women, if there is any decision makers then here in this forum, I think we need more leaders and more policies that also enable women to grow. So in environment like Brin and also in universities, I believe there is more room for women to grow and have access to STEM, and also we are pushed to contribute to STEM within Brin, and I believe also in university. However, there are several periods that maybe need also more support. For example, during time of childbearing, I think that is a phase that needs to be more create more room for that. For example, in Japan, they open more daycare within the working place, including in Brin, we have also daycare in the office. So the women who have a baby can also have their children taking care in the office. It's very convenient. Yeah, I've done that during my time. But of course there are many ways, but the environment, the working environment and the policy makers need to open more room for women. And the other thing is also, we endorse to put more women into the leadership position, because without women in the leadership position, the need of the woman maybe is less heard. But using by having women leadership, women in the leadership position, we can have more room for women being open. But also having the voice from women, because the voice from women can also enrich the voice from the men. Of course, it can edit one another, and having the policy that are women friendly and children friendly, that we need to also endorse more. And the other is, as I said before, maybe also providing more room for women as a leading research grant or also a scholarship and the others. It's not that men cannot have that, but maybe we can have a good proportion of gender proportion. Yeah. So having numbers of men and numbers of women in the same ratio.
Yes. So give room not only to facilitate the women, to encourage women, but also to make sure that women are also heard, because only women who knows their need, and of course everybody, not only women need to know about their need, man, everybody needs to know about what the women need, and let's support them, let's hand in hand support each other in the end. Okay, thank you very much Dr. Nuraini, thank you very much for joining us, and I wish that our short dialogue will be inspiring a lot of people, and maybe will create a better environment for women to pursue STEM. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much to all Voice of Indonesia, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Happy International Day for Women and Girls in Science.
Thank you very much. Listener, that is the researcher at the Research Center for Geological Disaster and National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRAIN, and also member of Indonesian Young Academy of Sciences, ALMI, Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa. This dialogue is also available later on our YouTube channel, VOA Official, so that you can get more or also the whole insights that we have been talking in this. And of course, from The Voice of Indonesia, we'll still have much more. So stay tuned on The Voice of Indonesia. I'd like to say thank you very much for people who has been joining the RRENS for The Voice of Indonesia on Indonesia Today. If you want to know more about Indonesia, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia on VONIS.ID, also the application RRE Digital. And follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, and then the Instagram and TikTok VOI_official to know more about The Voice of Indonesia so that you will not miss anything. And if you missed the afternoon talk we just had. You can check it again later on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. So I would like to say thank you very much and stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Mengakui perbedaan tidak pernah diajarin di sekolahan. Semua orang macam-macam diciptakan, cakep atau jelek semua punya perasaan.
Ada orang Batak, ada orang Jawa, ada orang Ambon, ada juga orang Padang.
Ada orang Manado, ada orang Madura, ada orang Papua, gak bisa pun jangan marah.
Apakah yang dapat menyatukan kita?
Music of my country.
That is the music of my country. My country, oh my country. That is the music of my country. My country, oh my country.
Tentang persatuan, mengapa adu domba mudah dilakukan? Kenapa semua mudah hilang kesabaran? Kenapa semua mudah diprovokasikan?
Ada kulit hitam, ada kulit putih, ada rambut panjang, ada juga rambut keriting.
Ada mata besar, ada mata sipit, ada orang kaya, ada juga orang miskin.
Apakah yang dapat menyatukan kita?
Music of my country.
That is the music of my country. My country, oh my country. That is the music of my country. My country, oh my country.
Into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
So here's the news. First, the headlines. Analysts invite Indonesian citizens to support Gaza. OJK optimistic on the financial sector's positive performance. And here is the news in detail. The chairman of WAFA Indonesia Foundation, Taufik Ramlan Wijaya, invited Indonesian citizens to contribute in supporting the people of Gaza after ceasefire agreement achieved. In a dialogue with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday, he said that such contribution can assure the Palestinian people to live a better life after the war. Taufik said Indonesian people can give some assistance, including constructing small-sized health facilities in Gaza.
We want Palestinian people to live in peace. We should ask ourselves, our contribution to them really? You can build hospital, small size.
Yes.
You can build clinic. You can build classrooms,
okay.
Not just a school. So we can do something really.
Okay.
So start contributing, start reaching out, start spreading the news.
Mm.
So really understand what's going on and start helping give assistance. This is very important.
Previously, the United Nations or UN humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher on Sunday emphasized that the surge in aid had a significant impact on the humanitarian situation in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press, he said the threat of famine in the Gaza Strip had been largely averted thanks to the massive influx of humanitarian aid during the ceasefire. The Indonesian Financial Services Authority, OJK, was optimistic that the positive trend of the financial sector in 2025 will continue. The chairman of the authority's board of commissioner, Mahendra Siregar, in the Financial Services Industry annual meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday said the optimism is based on the outlook of the future challenges, opportunities, and policies. Mahendra Siregar also said policy synergy needs to be strengthened to support improving investment climate, boosting economic growth, and finishing some related regulations. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and it is still afternoon time in Indonesia. It's a really nice time to drink tea, coffee, or maybe traditional beverages of Indonesia. So in this kind of vibe, we'd like to give you some, well, jazz, bossa nova, and related vibes to bring you a better afternoon. Enjoy. By the way, this song is by Chandra Darusman and Dian Sastro Wardoyo with a song, a very, very nice one, entitled Perjumpaan Kita or Our Meeting. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus dan jauh di kalbu. Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum, tersipu, kulihat dirimu.
Tersadu, termenu, kurasa diriku.
Dikala perjumpaan kita,
ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu.
Tergoda, terjaga hatimu diriku.
Dikala perjumpaan kita,
engkau